It wasn't jazz oriented.
It wasn't very jazz like.
Actually, if you thought about the rhythm
and the cadence. All right, people. This is the Minutemen. This is a song called 99. How about that? We're doing it to the nines here. Woohoo!
Oh, man, that was bad. Because your time.
knowing someday I got to leave properly. Hop in the fire, realizing the price paid for this life laid in the light shade. One might say, top of the world's two whips, a crib and a girl. Quick to celebrate it, popping corks like they made it. Pretentious, arrogant, to senseless. Pro ball players with white wives, peep their night lives. While you can catch me in the Chris White 5, dark tinted, Deshaun Senate with Al Green on my theme song. Love and happiness, how can this seem wrong? I mean, before this, I used to rock a Taurus with the donuts. Now I've grown up, I got it chromed up. Got the rap game shown up. Acting cool, but it's really no love. I feel a slow buzz off the Dutch. This is every day, every second, gotta make it pay. Every lesson I learned got me open while most of these rappers are stay burnt. Word. Honeys, cash, cars, ghetto celebrities, hood movie stars, gas slingers, now rap singers on who we are. Went from Nasty to Nas, Nas to Escobar. Money, cash, cars, ghetto celebrities, hood movie stars, gas slingers, now rap singers on who we are. Went from Nas the Escobar. With so much drama and QVC, it's kinda hard being Escobaro. El Dorado Red sipping Dawn out the bottle. My life is like a Donald Goins novel. We wave glasses like Bravo. Drunk with mad problems and shot pockets. My on the block rock this box. Cooking and chopping, looking to profit in different ways, going through this difficult stage. Call life when each year my physical sprays. Some fell beyond the reach of help, cutting the street, thinking they could teach themselves. When all we wanted was a piece of wealth, and randomly feed our family. The streets are insanity, amping me, living in the slugs fantasy. Richest and showbiz is what I plan to be. Heavy chain in my QB swing, living this king's life. Magazines write about me, and this dream is all tight. Money's cash, cars. Ghetto celebrities, hood movie stars, gas slingers, now rap singers, all we are. Went from Nasty to Nas the Escobar. Money, cash, cars. Ghetto celebrities, hood movie stars, gas slingers, now rap singers, all we are. Went from Nasty to Nas the Escobar. Now the main thing that boggle my brain be all the bottles of pain. Ice the chain and all the followers came. They try to throw me off track, but I caught that. They thought I lost that, but I'm continuing to make more stacks. Halftime, New York state of mind. It was written, was hitting. Trips overseas, South Beach, diamond and wrist. Sleeping on the plane, wake up when we land. Feeling wheels getting on the ground. Rolly plush, princess cuts and large rounds. The cruise up, finding time to shine rocks. It's real, you violate being a pine box. If it go there, I lay you before you lay me. It's crazy, I didn't make the game made me. Reppin' for the baby, so they raised up in mansions. Haters keep hating and ladies will keep glancing. Y'all know the routine out this mother. Word up.
Quickly, what you just heard, Escobar 97 from Nas, from the soundtrack of the Men in Black album, Ghost Tape number 9 from At the Drive-In, from their recent album, Interalia, and then that chaotic, crazy shit we heard earlier was called Nine Secrets by Praxis, And then we had 90 Seconds by Acid Gang. And before all that, we had a nice little blues song. She's 19 years old, Muddy Waters. And 99...
Is that like bragging that they're not hooking up with someone underage?
She's 19, eh? She's of voting age. And I'd like to have her vote on me.
I just feel like...
What's your vote, honey? Yes, sir.
I just feel like there's a lot of blues songs that are a little problematic.
Yeah, there probably are.
Mostly every Chuck Berry song.
Yeah. Well, I think there's still no... The most problematic song I ever heard was not a blues song, but it was an Oingo Boingo song called Little Girls. And the video was just wrong. That's like, oh God, that is like really, really bad. I don't think I want to associate myself with any knowledge of this song.
Yeah, I wonder.
I love Oingo Boingo too.
I wonder if Danny Elfman. I wonder if was he just doing Shock at that point, or like what?
It must have been a Shock thing. I don't know. I mean, it was the '80s. It was also the '80s.
There was so much Shock.
Shock and videos was an '80s thing. It really was. They were basically trying to piss off people's parents.
Yeah, yeah.
And that song would definitely piss off a parent. I mean, if I'd been like a dad of a young girl and saw that video, I'd be like, yeah, let's go kill that guy.
Or like Warrant's Cherry Pie. Just a ridiculous song.
Well, the songs were ridiculous. The lyrics were ridiculous.
The video, it came on while I was bartending. Or no, I was barbacking. And the video came on in the background, and I started like kind of paying attention to it, and I was like, this is the goofiest, like it's almost non-sexual in how goofy it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like they had Shannon Tweed or whoever, like they had somebody who was like rolling on a car.
Well, they had, was it hot girls, midgets, and some asshole teacher or principal guy to beat up on, right?
I
there was a formula to all this stuff.
But it was so goofy.
It was like
all of it was so, like, it's kind of like how glam rock was like slightly edgy, but also like it, you also kind of felt like you were in on the joke, like my
well the whole thing was the record companies, the target audience of a record company
was like a 12-year-old, right?
13-year-old girls. That is the target audience of the record companies. I kid you not. And Johnny Bull will talk about this stuff, the way the songs got mixed back in those days. You know, you say the simple thing was mix for chicks or mix for dicks. So if you wanted a mix for dicks, that was your prog rock album. It was going to be, the dudes are going to be like, dude, that's fucking awesome, man. Look at you hear that guitar solo? And if they had a mix for chicks, it was all bouncy and like, you know, he's my cherry pie. You know, that kind of crap.
I can see that, though, where it's like, it's just like, because that is almost like...
It's perverted, is what it is.
It's perverted. But no, I'm saying like I'd never thought about that, because it's not, like, Motley Crue wasn't made for dudes.
Oh, no, not at all. That was a chick band. I mean, they dressed like girls. They were better looking than some of the girls, for Christ's sakes. It was like crazy. Especially when you started getting the glam rock got even worse. I thought, you know, the person that keyed in on the joke and really understood the joke and cashed in on it for a brief period of time was Dee Schneider, Twisted Sister.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He hit the fucking joke. He's like, this is going to sell. This is stupid. And I'm going to embrace it 100%. And I'm going to put on the most ludicrous outfit that you could possibly have. And we're going to call ourselves Twisted Sister. And our parents are going to hate it. And they came up with some of the best rock anthems of the time. And they did, and their videos were all designed to fit the teenage angst. And the jokes were there. And we loved it. We ate it up like freaking pudding.
Honestly, though, Twisted Sister was... If you go back and don't watch the videos and listen to Twisted Sister...
Oh, their songs are good.
They're good. They're not great.
No. I mean, no. Well, what they are is they're anthemic. They are anthemic. All right, that was 92 in the Shade by Toshi Aida. Ashita. And this is 99942 by... the Logistical Resource Department. All right, now we're talking.
I'm still amazed by this. anyways, it's just like it's anthemic, and it's like a song doesn't always have to be technically good.
Well, matter of fact, actually, sometimes technically good can be the death of a song, actually, at times. I mean, sometimes I have, as a big a fan as I am of progressive rock and that genre, there are still, I mean, there's so much of it, we can become pretentious to a point.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. Well, actually, prog rock fans can become pretentious. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's like, actually, my biggest problem with prog rock is not the music, it's the fans.
Yeah. Would you consider Tool prog rock?
Yes.
I've never met a cool Tool fan.
Yeah, they are definitely progressive. They're progressive metal as a specific genre of it. I mean, you know, like Dream Theater. I mean, amazing band.
Yeah,
super talented. Singer just drives me icky. I mean, like, ugh, I can't handle it. Which is why I like the Liquid Tension Experiment so much, which is no vocals. It's really good. But the musicianship is fantastic.
And I had no idea.
Just, yeah, and so, I mean, so as a genre, that whole thing is just amazing to listen to. Jazz fusions the same way. But, you know, you get a lot of heads that are into that style of music. That's all they listen to. They won't listen to anything else. They won't step outside of that. And they look their nose down on people who don't listen to that and think that they are far superior. And I just do not dig that vibe. I listen to everything. It really is my favorite genre of music. And it is musically accomplished musicians. And they're doing some amazing things. And they're doing some really complicated stuff. I like it for the achievement value of that. But sometimes I can hear the pretension in the music itself. And that's what turns me off with some of it.
It's kind of like, okay, have we spoken about Phish before? Like, yeah, amazing musicians.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes you can just, it just sounds like jerking off.
It absolutely is. It's musical masturbation. I mean, I'm not against, who the hell am I? I like masturbating. Are you kidding me? Just like, shit, that's what we guys do.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, sometimes you know you're listening to a guy jerking off on a guitar.
Yeah, oh, God.
And the drums. But you know what? Sometimes it's enjoyable.
Yeah, but I went to this.
I suppose. I mean, maybe I'm just a little strange.
We all have our picadillas. But, like, no, I went to this Phish show. I think it was a couple of years ago in Las Vegas. They were doing a Halloween show, and there was a certain period where the mushrooms wore off, and I was having a real bad time.
Oh, not fun.
It was a 7-hour show.
Okay, well, the length of the show is not relevant other than the fact that your trip is involved.
No, it was just like, it wore off. I still had the afterglow, but it was like one of those things where, like, I'm like, oh, I get what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Then I have to be here for another hour.
Yeah. the funny thing is, my son's first concert was In Utero. Was Phish.
What? Oh, I thought you were going to say Nirvana's In Utero tour.
he was conceived after that tour. I think Kurt Cobain was already passed.
That probably would have been.
I think that. He died, what, 93?
No. He's probably 96.
It was after I got married, before my son was born. He actually was In Utero right after that. In Utero. Yeah, but it was a Halloween show at the Cow Palace.
It might have been 94.
I can't remember when he passed.
Would you remember what they covered? Because they're famous for covering a whole album.
Oh, they did Frankenstein is what they opened up with.
Oh, yeah, but they do that usually. But they're famous for, like, when they do a Halloween show, they do...
And it might not have actually been a Halloween proper show. It might have been, like, the 30th, and I think they might have done... I don't think they did an album, because I know they were famous for doing albums, and I never got to see them do a full album of anything.
Their version of Frankenstein... Well, it sounds a lot like Frankenstein.
Well, it does. I mean, it's just good. Actually, you know what? I heard Edgar Winter... in a studio, do a studio performance on, I think it was K-Fog at the time, with a different band. Mm-hmm. And it was jazzier, and it was hipper, and it was so cool, and I wish I could find a recording of it, because it was so awesome. I'm all like, and of course K-Fog's gone, because, well, they generally sucked. But, but that moment was good. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes you get these alternate recordings of these bands doing certain songs, and it's like, I didn't know the song could really be all that. That was freaking cool.
It's kind of like how we were talking about...
Grateful Dead, by the way.
We were talking about Jeff Beck earlier. It's like you were saying, Jeff Beck didn't write... He's not credited on a lot of songs.
It's two or three.
But you wouldn't... Like, he made the songs that he played.
Every song. Everything, he's like Midas Touch. It touched his gold.
Yeah. It's
his phrasing was the most amazing phrasing I've ever heard. And I don't know that I ever will hear better phrasing out of a guitar player.
I'm just not trying to harp on it, but I just think it's crazy how I didn't know that. And, like, he passed. And
yeah.
That it wasn't a bigger deal in the music community. Because I'm in tune with a lot of music communities.
I know. I'm surprised you didn't know this. I did actually a whole special on it. I did a whole Jeff Beck special. I think that's my episode 71. So this would be about 28 episodes ago. So 4 months ago? 5 months ago?
Oh, I... 5 months. Oh, I was in Ireland then. That would line up
that
with...
That lines up with that, and that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. You just happened to be out of the country. Nobody told you. Those rat bastards.
When you don't buy the international plan, and you have to focus on always being connected to Wi-Fi...
Right.
It's like... Shit gets real weird.
Yeah. Well, you can only keep up so much. I find out about people dying and stuff like that. Actually, my mom is really good for that. She sends me stuff like, Jimmy Buffett died. I'm like, huh, shit. Sucked. Oh, by the way, Jimmy Buffett passed away last week, folks.
You know what bumps me out, though, is that I'm glad that Margaritavilles exist in America.
Yeah, me too.
And internationally. But I feel like it's a wasted opportunity that you never opened Jimmy's Buffet.
All right, there's your dad joke for the night.
And I'm proud of it, like I'm proud of my sons.
I love it. My three sons. I don't have three of them, I just have one. But, you know.
But he's an awesome son.
He is an awesome son.
I met his band.
You did, that's right. That's right, you were here a couple weeks ago when we had Tatiana in here, and she was wonderful, and Treetop came by at the end of it, but he was sleepy. But he's actually wonderful, too, but definitely sleepy.
They had just gotten off of doing a show.
They just did a show, and I was so happy they came by. Yeah. My own son wouldn't stop by.
So dark.
I'm just giving him shit.
What's the name of their band, though?
They are called Florituro.
I really liked them.
Yeah, they're a good band. They've got a little bit of a Grateful Daddy kind of vibe to them, but they've also got really a unique sound. So I would encourage you to check them out and find them on Spotify and other platforms.
And go see them live.
Go see them live. That's really where it's at. So, yeah, this has been fun here. So this is Grateful Dead, River of Nine Sorrows. But we're way too happy for this shit.
It's already 11. I got to go.
All right. So I'm going to bust out of the talking now. I'm going to play a little Johnny Cash for you. And then I'm going to give you a 24-minute medley by Caravan. So 2 minutes of Johnny Cash and 24 minutes of Caravan. On Radio Valencia, I am the Alchemist, here with DJ Deathwish.
Ahoy, ahoy, and peace out.
Wreck of Old 97, Johnny Cash.
Well, they gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia. Said, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97. Put her in the dispenser on time. Then he turned around and said to his black breezy fireman, shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that white oak mountain, watch your 97 roll. Telegram come from Washington Station. This is how it read. Oh, that brave engineer that run old 97 is lying in old Danville dead. Cause he was going down a grade making 90 miles an hour. The whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle. Scalded it to death by the steam. One more time. Whoa! thank you. Yeah, it's good to see you.
immensely long song there. It's called Caravan by, the song is called 9 Feet Underground, and the band is Caravan, and it's from the album In the Land of Pink and Gray. And, damn, that was a fine piece of music here. So, hey, so we heard from before that, we heard a little Johnny Cash, the Wreck of Old 97. That was pretty much the entire set. Before that, we had a few instrumental tracks while Chris and I were reabbering Rivers and